Hi everyone, we're joined today by Mark Purdy, and he's here to talk to us about a really special project he's been working on, a DVD titled San Francisco Football Legends Take on ALS, and it's very much in tribute to Dwight Clark, and we know it's a special season for the 49ers and fans of Dwight Clark, and he certainly had his battle, and Mark had a really interesting privilege to work with 27 legendary 49er football players to build a DVD, and it's a great little stocking stuffer if you're thinking about the holidays already, and all proceeds, of course, go to support ALS and the fight against it. So, Mark, thank you very much for joining us today.
Sure. Yeah, glad to talk about this project. You know, anybody, I know all 49er fans, all football fans were, I'm sure, you know, had emotions about Dwight's fight against ALS and then, you know, mourned when he passed away. And probably, I know a lot of them want to know what they can do to help, and this is one thing they could do to help. And also, you know, have and enjoy some real 49ers history. It's this project is really interesting. You mentioned the basics of it, but in getting involved with it, I was fascinated by how it all came together myself, because you're giving me too much credit in saying I put this together, or I you know, had much to do with assembling these guys, because a lot of it was done years ago, and I kind of just jumped in within the last year on it. Have you seen the video, Brian?
I haven't. My copy's on its way to me, and I can't wait to see it. It sounds particularly interesting.
Yeah. In brief, here's what happened. I'll try to make it short. So, like some 30 years ago, a woman named Julia Hutton, who back then was raising money for the ALS Foundation, which supports research to help cure this horrible disease. 349ers of that era had been struck down by ALS. And so there was a fundraiser for that. And as part of it, this woman, Julia Hutton, sat down with the old 49ers who attended that event 30 years ago. Guys like Wyatt Tittle and Joe Perry and Leo Nomolini, these Hall of Famer 49ers, Bob St. Clair, and a bunch of other guys too, Bonnie Stickles. And then, like, George Seifert was coaching the team at that time, and he sat down too at this adjunct thing they had at the fundraiser. And their idea was, and they told great stories about the old days with the 49ers. And the idea was that they would assemble these and put them out in those days on a VHS tape to sell to benefit ALS. Well, so they put it together, and then they asked for the NFL's permission to use, you know, the 49ers logo, the NFL imprimatur, what's that word? Yeah, to have it licensed or sanctioned by the NFL. And the NFL didn't go for it. The NFL said, no, you won't. We're not giving you permission to do that. I'm not quite sure back then what it was, but the NFL is very protective of its brand, and they didn't allow it. And maybe it had something to do with they were worried that football was connected somehow to ALS, and they didn't want that link made. But they denied them permission to do this. And so those tapes sat in Julia Hutton's closet or garage or somewhere for, 25, 30 years. And when Dwight Clark announced his diagnosis, it sparked a light bulb went off in her head, and she said, I wonder if I still have those tapes. She went back and got them, and she had an editor who she works with at her public relations agency kind of edit the best of that together, called me up at that point and said, hey, we'd really need a script to tie this together and somebody to narrate it. And could you do that? And we can't pay you because we want all the money to go to ALS. And I said, well, let me take a look. I don't care about, you know, making any money out of this myself. You know, I knew Dwight Clark, was just as devastated by what happened to him as most people were. And so I took a look and stitched together a script. It's about a 45-minute long DVD. Your listeners can be can take comfort in the fact that I only talk for about 3 to 5 minutes in it, but stitch together basically these stories that these guys tell about the old days. And this time the NFL said, go ahead. Yes, we would like you to put it out. And so they got the NFL's permission. They got permission from the NFL even better. John Brody, the former 49ers cornerback, had given Julia Hutton some old film that he, from his personal collection, about those old days at Kezar Stadium. The NFL allowed the use of that. So it's a pretty cool tape. It's not, I caution you, this is not like an ESPN slick 30 by 30 production. It's guys talking with some footage of the old days, me doing some narration in between the gaps. But it's really fun. It's fun to hear these guys, 49er fans, who want to know history about the team, or even maybe they're not aware of the history of the team, or maybe they think they'd be casually interested. I guarantee you start watching this, you will not stop watching it, because these guys' story is great. I was privileged to be a part of it, and now, as you mentioned, it'd be a great little stocking stuffer for Christmas. It's not very expensive, but the money, all the profits go to ALS research and the ALS Foundation.
Well, Mark, that's a way better overview than I had, and I know our fans are big fans of yours to begin with. They've been following you through our site at 49ers Paradise for some time. So even if you're only speaking for 3 minutes, I think that they might be interested. And
well, who cares what I say? But, I mean, these stories these guys tell, Brian, I mean, I don't want to spoil all of them, but I can tell you a couple if you want, just to give you a taste.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay, well, for example, one of the 49ers' great offensive linemen, he's in Canton, he's in the Hall of Fame, Bob St. Clair, is telling a story. So when he shows up as a rookie with the 49ers, Y.A. Tittle is the quarterback, and he's an established guy, and he's, of course, in the Hall of Fame too, eventually. And so he shows up for camp, training camp, and they assign him his roommate, and it's Y.A. Tittle, this veteran quarterback. And St. Clair is—he's telling the story. He tells it much better than I do. But so St. Clair's going, why did they room me, a rookie, with, you know, this veteran quarterback? Well, he soon finds out, because it turns out Y. Tittle is a horrible snorer. He snores like crazy, and so St. Clair's getting no sleep at train camp, and because he can't get sleep because Tittle's snoring all night. Nobody else wanted to room with him, so they put the rookie with him. So St. Clair comes up with a plan. You know, I'm getting no sleep. I'm not playing well. So the next night, they, you know, go back to their dorm rooms and turn out the light. And St. Clair walks over to Tittle's bed and leans over, and Tittle was a bald guy. He leans over and kisses him on the forehead and says, "Good night, Way A. Sleep tight," and then walks back to his bed. Tittle never goes to sleep all night. St. Clair gets a great night's sleep and plays great the rest the next day in practice, and goes on to become a Hall of Famer.
quite a story.
Yeah, and so the DVD is full of stories like that. George Seifert talks about when he was a kid growing up in San Francisco and sold concessions at Kezar Stadium. And talks about what that was like. Monty Stickles, the tight end for the 49ers, talks about how, you know, everybody had to put on their helmets before they leave the field because people would throw stuff at them. I don't want to spoil all the stories, but, you know, look, the 49ers season has not gone great, but this would be a way for 49ers fans who are kind of bummed out by the way it's gone this year. They see hope for future years. Well, here's a chance to, like, you know, have some laughs, know you contributed money to a good cause, and also, you know, maybe put a smile on your face knowing you did something good, but also maybe get you in a more upbeat mood over what's happening on the field and of course the tragedy that happened with Dwight Clark. So people can feel good about this if you choose to buy this DVD. And I think any 49ers fan that cares about the team's history, or really any NFL fan, because, you know, some of these stories involve players from other teams.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely be making it easy with a link to purchase the DVD
Yeah,
online
it's
with the
thousand one.
publicist
Yeah,
now, so.
one. It's 1,000 plus video dot video. But if you just go to your search engine and type in like San Francisco Legends ALS, it'll take you right there.
Yeah, you know, I know as a fan growing up, reading all the books, reading Bill Walsh's genius book, so much of the history comes through those stories and comes through hearing firsthand from what players and coaches have had to say. And it adds to the game and the experience as a fan in such an amazing way. I think you touched on that really nicely.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, it was, you know what this is like, Brian? And so, yeah, I was fortunate to cover the 49ers from 1984 until really 2017 is when I retired. And especially in the, like, the 80s and 90s, would travel with the team. And when Eddie DeBarlo on the team, he would, at each hotel the 49ers stayed, he would set up a hospitality suite. And so, you know, I'm a sports writer, and it's part of the sports writer's code that if there's free food and drink somewhere, you got to go, right? And so we were invited to the hospitality suites. And every week, one of these guys, you know, Eddie was so good. He would, you know, and I think to a certain extent today, the 49ers still do this under the York ownership. You know, they would bring along, you know, Y. Tittle or Bob St. Clair or Joe Perry or R.C. Owens was there every week, along with them on the trips. And those guys would hang out in the hospitality suite also. So you'd be sitting there having a beer and with R.C. Owens or Y. Tittle, and they would start telling these stories. And I couldn't, I was covering the current team, so I couldn't always do anything with these stories because I'm writing about Joe Montana or Steve Young or Jerry Rice or something. I'm not writing about these old, but I said, man, I just feel so fortunate to be able to sit here and hear these guys tell me the history of the NFL, really, the history of the 49ers, history of the NFL. And, you know, I just think it's too bad fans, you know, the team really can't be here with me on this. I feel lucky that I am. Well, now this is a chance for that for fans, right? It's like being in those hospitality suites. And sitting there having a beer with Leo Nomellini, the Lion, Leo the Lion Nomellini, what a great nickname. You know, and say, tell me about, you know, what it was like playing at Keyser Stadium, or tell me what it was like, you know, some in those days the guys had to go two ways, you know, what was that like? Tell me what it was like, or tell me what it was like to, you know, try to tackle Jim Brown. And that's what these guys, that's this is like being in that hospitality suite and hearing these stories. That's really what this is like. So I'm glad that Julia, all those years ago, got this on tape because a lot of these guys that are on this video have left us. And if Julia hadn't done that, these stories would be lost because not all of them got immortalized in books, history books, because not everybody called up Leo Nomellini and asked him about that. But it's on video for people to hear.
Absolutely. We really appreciate your time today, and you know, I'm very thankful that you've been involved in this project. And you know, that Dwight did a lot of good in his career, and maybe you know, maybe in his death they'll find the answer to ALS. And if this
I really hope so. You know, I think probably I know I'm an older guy. I'm in my 60s, but so I, you know, I've known several people that have been struck by that. As you get older, you'll know people too, and it's just such a heartbreak, and such a bad deal. If this helps in a you know, just a little way toward getting progress toward you know, finding a cure for this thing. That would make me really happy, and anybody else that you know buys this can feel good about it too when that moment occurs.
absolutely. Thank you again for your time today, Mark. We're big fans of your work, and definitely going to encourage all of our fans to, you know, reach out and make the purchase. It's a small token, and I'm sure any 49ers fan would love to watch the DVD and help out with some ALS research in the meantime.
Well, I hope so. Thanks for the nice words about my work. I try never take a reader for granted and try to give them something interesting to read about every day. And I don't take it for granted that, you know, anybody took the time to do that. So thanks for saying that. And thanks to anybody who decides to go ahead and buy this video. You will not regret it.
Great, thanks so much.